Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Do you have to artificially water your grapes in California?
We use irrigation.
And are there years where you're like, oh, I hope it rains more, or I hope it doesn't rain anymore? And
of
does
course.
It,
yeah. I mean, I do that with for the whole state.
Those magic words, part of an overall conspiracy, land on Hoover's desk. Now, J. Edgar Hoover is well known, even in 1948, for believing that civil rights attacks belong with state and local prosecutors, not with the feds.
What happens when you don't have enough clean diapers for your baby? You leave your kid in a diaper for 2 days, or you reuse a disposable diaper, or you cut out the middle and stuff it with a paper towel.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. If you're like most people, a lengthy wine list can be one of the most daunting things to handle, especially with an expectant server looming right over your shoulder. Fret no more, because there's a podcast to teach you everything you need to know to conquer your next dinner party. Join comedian and self-proclaimed wine novice Ben Schwartz on a journey through the world of wine. Each week, Ben is joined by a guest comedian and a guest wine expert for an open, judgment-free dialogue on all the questions you've been too afraid to ask at the restaurant. The crew tastes wine, shares toasts, makes up songs, cracks jokes about wine on the most fun wine podcast ever. You'll get the chance to learn about wine alongside Ben, who promises that he definitely doesn't know more about wine than you. In this sample from their first episode, the Wine Down podcast, featuring Scott Aukerman, comedian and host of the hit comedy podcast Comedy Bang Bang, as well as Mark Williams, head winemaker at the William Hill Estate Winery. Here the three get together to talk about some basic terms and techniques of wine tasting, and even pop open a few bottles themselves. In this clip, the funny men ask the wine man about differences in vineyard growing techniques and the effects they have on the wines they produce.
Can I ask you a question? So would a guy who, you know...
We start every conversation with, can I ask you a question?
The type of person who would enjoy this wine...
I need a refill.
Is he like a guy in his 40s who, you know, he works out occasionally, has a relatively successful
career. That's a great
career.
Question. If you're gonna guess what...
It sounds like you're describing yourself right
what?
Now.
What?
Oh, yeah. So what type of person is someone who is in perfect shape, who has a great comedy podcast...
Did you just pour the exact same wine?
He said he wanted a refill, but I gave him a healthy pour.
You saw these empty glasses I have sitting next to me?
All right.
Yeah.
So I have plenty of room.
Okay, we should move on to the next one.
Let's move it on.
And while we are, we're going one more in your region, correct? Your exact vineyard.
Yes.
And then we're going to go beyond. We're going to go outside so we can learn about the idea of the different...
Of course.
Wine. Okay, I'll ask you a question while you're pouring this wine.
Of course.
The idea in California, it does not rain as much as, let's say, when we're in Australia or Paris or France, you know what I mean, where these different wines are coming from, right? So let's talk about California, where it probably doesn't rain as much, correct? In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles doesn't get any rain.
Right. Or New Zealand, where it rains quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So won't that affect – so do you have to change it? Do you have to artificially water your – grapes in California?
We use irrigation to.
And are there years where you're like, oh, I hope it rains more, or I hope it doesn't rain anymore? And
of course.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, I do that with for the whole state.
Right? Yeah,
I like to ski, and I want snow in the mountains. So.
You ever ski and drink wine at the same time? That's a funny video.
I drink wine and then I ski and then I come back and I drink wine and so yeah.
What kind of skiing are we talking? Are we talking downhill, snowing,
cross country?
I would love to see you on a pair of water skis,
drink a glass of wine. This is a great commercial for your vineyard.
Sounds like a
Scott and I can make this for you.
Look,
so all we need is 3 weeks.
Okay. 3 weeks of your time. That's all we need.
3 weeks of your time.
We need you not to tell your family where you are.
You cannot tell them. No, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
Unless, bring your family in here right now. You're going to freak out. Come on in.
But no, wouldn't it be amazing if they're watching the
Yeah.
And suddenly
you can't say
wouldn't it be amazing if they were watching
the big
football game?
Yes.
The one that happens, the championship game that happens at the end of the year. And
it's
suddenly,
a super game.
It's the most super game. And they're eating a bowl of pudding. And
your family loves pudding. Oh, no, they're eating a bowl of green bananas.
Green bananas. And suddenly a commercial comes on. It's him water skiing, sipping a glass of wine. He looks right in the camera. It says, William Hill.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how really, proud of you would they be?
They would be.
They would love that. Let's make this happen.
We're
going to
need 2 months. 3 weeks isn't enough.
Okay.
I have a visionary. I have an
IMAX
idea.
Where are we going to film this at?
We're going to film this in the desert in Palm Springs.
We're going to CGI in the water.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be very expensive.
A sample tasting from the Wine Down podcast with Ben Schwartz. If you're looking for a fun beginner's way to learn more about wine, look no further than the Wine Down podcast, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a remarkable new podcast from WABE, that's Atlanta's NPR station. It's called Buried Truths. It's hosted by veteran civil rights journalist Hank Klibanoff. Buried Truths is a podcast dedicated to discovering the truths behind the injustices of some of history's forgotten civil rights cases and stories. In it, you explore some of the most haunting moments of Georgia's civil rights history, finding out just how far white supremacists would go to maintain their racial dominance in legislatures, in courtrooms, and in the streets. What results from the search for these buried truths is a podcast that's disturbing, moving, and more relevant than ever. Buried Truths asks the all-important questions, who were we then, and who are we today? In this sample from a recent episode of Buried Truths titled Trial... and Error, the episode continues to cover the story of a controversial gubernatorial election of 1948 in Alston, Georgia. It's a story of disenfranchisement and conspiracy, the scope of which is still being discovered to this day. In this clip, Klibanoff tells of Dover Carter, then the head of the NAACP, as he tries to expose the injustice being carried out in Alston.
So I want to go back to Dover Carter's conversation in Atlanta with the FBI agent. This is really important. As Carter is telling the story of what's happened to him and to Isaiah Nixon, what's the agent listening for? It's simple. A reason to bring federal charges. Back then, it really wouldn't have been much of a federal case just because Isaiah Nixon and Dover Carter were attacked for voting. But the good possibility that the morning attack on Dover Carter and the afternoon shooting of Isaiah Nixon might be part of a conspiracy to deny them their votes, their civil rights, now that was a different matter, because conspiracy would be a federal crime. So, after taking Dover Carter's statement, the FBI agent drafts a memo, and he sends it by telex to the nation's top cop, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. The agent writes that the beating and the shooting, quote, appear to be related and possibly part of an overall conspiracy. Those magic words, part of an overall conspiracy, land on Hoover's desk. Now, J. Edgar Hoover is well known, even in 1948, for believing that civil rights attacks belong with state and local prosecutors, not with the feds. Decisions over what crimes to prosecute and which ones to leave alone reside with his boss, the Attorney General. But Hoover can influence those decisions. And he does. He does so by sending a memo up the chain of command at the Justice Department, but with one glaring omission. He drops that magic word, conspiracy. Instead, Hoover writes to an assistant attorney general, "You may desire to consider these complaints together." And then he closes by saying, "No investigation is contemplated unless requested by you."
A snippet from Buried Truths with Hank Klibanoff. Learn more about the truths that can be uncovered from one of America's darkest times with the Buried Truths podcast, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast spotlight this week turns to a ray of light in the media culture of negativity. The title of the podcast is based on a quote from Mr. Rogers, so you know it'll make you feel better. It's called Look for the Helpers, and that's exactly what it does. Hosted by Charity Run founder Jill Jonasson, the show welcomes a new guest that's making the world a better place. Community leaders, volunteers, CEOs are all welcome on Look for Helpers, as long as they're making a difference. The show tells the stories of some remarkable people creating their own better world in hopes of inspiring a new wave of helpers that want to help their communities. In a world of pessimism and gloom, Look for the Helpers is a beacon of optimism and good. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Look for the Helpers, featuring helper Megan Fisher. Megan is the CEO and founder of the Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank, an organization with a mission to eliminate diaper shortages and raise awareness about basic diaper health and hygiene in our community. Here, Jill talks with Megan about some of the heartbreaking reasons that got her into this area of community outreach.
I clicked on an article on Facebook that a friend had posted. It was actually about cloth diapers. I was cloth diapering my son at the time, so I thought, oh, this will be an interesting article to read, and maybe it'll have something interesting I didn't know about cloth diapers. And instead, it turned out to be this horribly sad and depressing article, Life, which I didn't see coming. And that article is where I was started clicking on links and ended up down this rabbit hole of statistics for Cincinnati and just the country in general, and learning about what happens when you don't have enough clean diapers for your baby. And
yeah, what does happen?
You leave your kid in a diaper for 2 days, or you reuse a disposable diaper, or you cut out the middle and stuff it with a paper towel, or...
And not only... That's not good, obviously, for the child physically, mm-hmm. but emotionally as well.
There are developmental delays that occur physically, mentally, emotionally, when babies experience this. And they're not ready for preschool on time. They're not with their peers. And they can have setbacks. Like, they're not potty training on time. It's like this whole catch-22. And the thing that really got me, the thing that had me crying in my cube at work, at my full-time job, was learning that the emotional bond between a parent and child is permanently affected. Mm-hmm. So there could be a parent trying their best, but not able to get a clean diaper to their baby. But for the baby, it's black or white. They know this person's supposed to be meeting their needs. And if they're not, then the baby learns not to rely on that person. And they separate emotionally from the parent. It's something that really can't be repaired. It's something like, if people are familiar with adoption, fostering, orphanages, all that kind of stuff, attachment. Like, that's
right.
What we're talking
uh-huh.
about.
Yeah.
And the thought that a parent could be trying their best and still not able to give their baby something as simple as a clean diaper, and then to be punished for that by having this emotional separation, when there's plenty of parents who aren't doing the right thing, who aren't being good parents or even trying, and they experience that same thing. And I just couldn't believe that there's parents being punished for trying their best, that as a society, there wasn't something that we could do.
Right. And it's my understanding there isn't government assistance with diapers?
No.
Is that correct?
No. Most people, I was one of those people, think that food stamps cover diapers. And if it's not food stamps, then it's certainly WIC, mm-hmm. the women, infant, children. But those are both food supplement programs. So it's anything that keeps you a clean, decent human being, is what I've said, is not covered. So it's not just diapers. It's feminine supplies,
right.
toilet paper, cleaning supplies, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, shampoo. None of that is covered by government assistance. So if you don't have cash to go to a store to buy diapers, there are not a lot of options for you.
That is a Cincinnati helper named Megan Fisher, the CEO of Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank, on Look for the Helpers with host Jill Jonasson. Get inspired when you hear about some of the most inspiring people making positive change in Cincinnati with Look for the Helpers, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go. Our weekly look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Continuing to dominate the top of the charts from last week is a podcast called Habitat, featuring the six volunteers living in a Mars simulation in Hawaii for a year. But bubbling up is an Australian true crime podcast called Case File. It debuted in 2016, but has now just started an eye-popping 55-position jump from last week. That's a look at the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.